Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and very, 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 very sexy people. Okay, heads up. Anybody that's listening, I got back last night from Spain. I am doing this show live. This is not pre-recorded. And that's because the voice woke me up and said, get your tired butt up and go do the show. So I'm here. I want you to call in 646-915-9919 because really why I decided to do this live and we just took off the pre-recorded show was something that I've been tracking for years is coming into clarity. Now, first of all, I want you to know it doesn't take years, okay, just in case you went there. But I think I've got a big piece of our puzzle here, and I'm really, really excited. So let me backtrack and tell you all a little bit what went down. First of all, I had an amazing time in Spain. They honored me for my body of work, and I got a beautiful, incredible statuette. But, you know, I was a little nervous traveling by myself. And let me tell you, throughout the whole entire trip, I was so taken care of, whether it was by me or by other people. Easy, effortless, joyful, all the way there, while I was there, and all the way back. And that's what I had claimed. That's what I got up and claimed every day. And it was an amazing, empowering experience to really live our work and really set the intention that if I'm lost, somebody's going to be there to show me the way. And, you know, if I'm lonely, somebody's going to be there to say you want to go to dinner. And if I am not sure what to say, you know, the voice will speak for me. I just turned it over. I turned it over. So that was my experience. And I have to tell you, this is what I wanted to share. All right, this is what I've been trying to track. Because as most of you kind of sense, a lot of acting opportunities and traveling opportunities and stuff are starting to be presented to me around my acting. And I always go through, I wouldn't say stress, but I feel torn, you know, because I so love being here with you guys live and talking to you and interacting with you. And so while I'm gone, I get the offer for a movie, and it's a good movie. And I talk a lot more in detail about this on the e-blast that's coming out this week. So make sure you read the article because it's going to tune in with everything we're talking about today. But basically, I was trying to, I was claiming the intention to become very clear about why my healing work gave me more satisfaction. Well, they're saying that's not the right word. More joy, okay. More joy than the acting. Even though I love to act. And I thought it was about the roles or the parts I was being offered or the kind of vehicles in the parts that I was being offered. And it's not about any of that, you guys, and that's what's so exciting. And I didn't get the last piece until I was taking my morning constitutional and picked up my daily guidepost book, which is an old one from 2001, and just opened this page. And it's all about Tom Harkin. I don't know if you know who Tom Harkin is, but he's a self-made millionaire who made his millions when he couldn't even read. And his wife taught him how to ultimately read. He didn't know how to read because he had had a lot of illnesses when he was young. And I read this whole thing, and the boy says, there's something in here, Dee, about the answer you're looking at around why you don't have so much joy in acting as you do in healing. And they always end, I don't know if you guys read daily guideposts, but they always end with, you know, a one or two line prayer. And it says, Lord, open my eyes to see the need I can minister to today. And I went, oh, shit, I get it. Because I feel like when I'm with you and doing the healing work and doing the private sessions and doing the workshops, I'm ministering to others. And I'm not ministering to me when I do it for me, which is what the acting is about. And so I said, well, okay. I mean, it was like this huge light bulb, guys, that I had separated serving others and serving myself. And so on the call today, I want to get clear about when we serve ourselves, because let's face it, moving into all this power that we've worked on and claimed and opened up and allowed in the last year, many of us are coming forward to serve ourselves. And we don't want any distinction between serving the self and serving others, because we know it's all one. So when I serve myself, I serve others. When I serve others, I serve myself. But there's clarity coming in about this. And we're going to get to it today. And I'm really, really excited, because our mental minds think it's about a lot of other stuff around why we think, well, I shouldn't do that. I really should do this. And this makes me happier. And I can tell you my big one, I can't handle it all. How can I do the shift program and the shows and create this movie, which is out of town in a different time zone completely? And so that's what I thought it was about. That's what it felt like, is, oh, I'm too tired, I'm too overwhelmed, I've already been gone. You know, that's where we go to. And that's why I want you to listen to this show and what we get to, and also tie in the e-blast when it comes to you on Friday. Okay, so I'm going to go straight to the callers because I want this answer. All right, we're going to start with Miss Tanya in California. Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi, honey. Got your message. I'm here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and as is many other people now. But, you know, when we put up a pre-record, a lot of people don't call in. And Tanya, this is right up your alley, what I'm talking about here. So, is that where we're going? Okay. So just talk to me about doing stuff just for you. Do you get as much satisfaction? Yeah. Doing stuff just for you as you do, for example, where you have been employed serving a lot of other people.
Well, I definitely get a satisfaction of serving other people. There is definitely a joy in that. However, I also see when I just take time just for me, I can really enjoy it, but there's also this push to want to go the other way.
Yeah. See, as soon literally, you didn't even get the words out of your mouth. Take time for me, it went to a no. So I'm calling in, and I know you are, the highest information that we're supposed to know around this. I'm almost off my seat here, you guys. That's how big this is. So who would know? You know, at 7:30, the boy said, get up and do the show. All right, so we're going to the sheets. First sheet, second sheet, genetic list, here, 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 29 through 35, 36, genetic sabotage. Now, for those of you, if you're a new listener, I'm working with the five sheets that I work with. It is a compilation of, oh gosh, almost 20 years of work right now. They are available to you on the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace with the training. Oh, we're not going to core belief. Okay, sheets, but we're going back to the sheets, but not these sheets. Oh, dear God. Is there something else in this room?
Sheet 7?
Yes, which I don't have in front of me, but there's something. Hold on. Oh, my gosh, you guys, they're giving us a frequency. Here, here. It's like, and we're adding something to it. Oh, gosh, Tanya, write this down for me, will you? It's the number 10, colon 17, like it's 10:17 a.m.
Okay.
And another colon and a 1. Okay, and that, again, guys, let me just remind you that that's what's going on. We're being given frequencies, we're given being given symbols, and we're being given words. And there's three distinct languages that we have to know and be acquainted with to bring all this together that's coming in 2013. That's all I know about it so far, but I do know that that's the highest truth right now, yes. Okay, and so that's the frequency of that's the highest word. Sorry, I'm doing the work literally as we're talking. Unification.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's the unification, and this will get clear, of course, but serving ourselves and serving others as being a unified energy with no separation. Now I'm going to core belief. Okay. This page here. Some energy, this is the way it's written on the sheet. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. We're changing those words. This is, again, the core belief that is sabotaging the unification of knowing that when any energy is served, all energy is served. Are you writing this down, dude?
As fast as I can.
Okay. We're changing the word. Some energy. Okay. Some energy has to be separated from me before I am the creation of new energy. Ha! All right. So in other words, we have to keep the illusion and the belief of separation alive if we're going to create a new world. Highest, most correct, most complete. Okay, so you can see how that's sabotaging what our intentions are, which is to bring everything into oneness and wholeness. So basically, the voice is saying, dudes, really, seriously, do you not get when you serve yourself and make yourself happy, you're serving the world? And so whatever makes you happy serves the purpose of why we're here. So we're claiming the symbol. And the symbol, by the way, hold on, already knows these frequencies, they're, I want to know, the symbol and the formula are the same thing? No. The symbol expands the formula of the formula. Okay. So when we claim the symbol, we're invoking the formula, which does know all of these frequencies, but the symbol expands it. Okay. Highest, most correct, most complete. I want you to join me, anybody that's listening. I'm doing Jennifer McLean's big push show this afternoon, and they're always amazing, so join me if you can. All right, Tanya. So
yes.
That's the message to you. Do you get that?
Oh, I got that,
So I'm to go to the next caller to find out why we can't be as happy serving ourselves. Okay, so hold on. Wait a minute. We have to get to one more thing. We can't be happy serving ourselves because we think the energy that we have to serve is separate from us. That's the piece that you need to focus on, okay?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Okay. Thank you for calling in and helping support bring in this information. I would be ever so grateful if you could stay on for me, Tanya, and take some notes. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, thanks.
Catch your email later.
Okay, we're going to Janice in Utah. Hi, baby, are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, so I would like to ask you why you aren't as happy just doing stuff for you as you are doing stuff for other people.
It's not, well, I wanted to say it's not fulfilling, but what came in was, is I'm not worthy enough.
Well, and I think that's why it's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know, because we have to be fulfilled, or we get fulfilled, by thinking that we have accomplished something worthwhile. And if our own energy is separate from the energy that we think we're serving, there is nothing worthwhile in serving ourselves. Are you with me?
I am. I'm...
I know.
Yeah.
It's huge. That's why I had to get my little batukas out of bed and come in and do this show. So, in other words, if we put it together in simple words, then we've separated us from the energy that needs to be served. So we're saying all energy needs to be served but my energy. And the only way I can serve my energy then is to serve all the other energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make me happy as long as I know I'm serving other energy. But that can't be serving my own. Highest, most correct, most complete. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of that. And I am divine love, again, it represents everything the symbol does, and it's only limited because we have limited words on this plane. So we're encouraging our psyches to know that I am divine love, that there is no, absolutely no limitation on those words, that they're the words of all possibilities and direction and hope, by the way, the channel is saying.
So am I supposed to tell you about this bone thing, this web?
Yes.
That I, okay, because last night my son kept telling me about the butterfly in our head. And your eyeballs, the bone that goes around your eyeballs is shaped like a butterfly. And I'm going to spell you the name of the bone so you can pronounce it correctly. S-P-H-E-N-O-I-D.
Sphenoid.
Okay, that's the bone. And it is the Christ. When he Googled it to show me a picture of it, he came up with this site, which is the Body Beyond. I don't know how he came up with this site. And it says, the Christ consciousness, our gateway access to God. The slightest bump or whiplash can destroy its alignment, and you will begin to experience the side effects. And there's a whole... It's incredible.
My God.
And I can read you some more about it. It says that it's 12 cranial bones are like your soul's house of mirrors. Each casts a specific light on your life.
I will look that up.
Okay.
I will look that up and read it. What we're supposed to do is direct. So everybody come together here and focus. Aren't you the lucky ones to be on this call today? We're coming together to direct the balance, the alignment, and hold on. The open flow of the sternoid bone into the Christ consciousness that I am. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. It is our clear choice and direction and commitment that this is done on behalf of ourselves, others, the world, the universe, and the hemisphere, and so it is. Wow. Who would think you would bring in a piece of information like that? OMG. But
who would think my son that I was trying to ignore said, Mom, it's a butterfly.
Yeah. Well,
and then he just typed in the bone and it came up with this incredible website.
Well, and guys, so you know better. The signs come in. The universe is talking to you. The one energy, you, is talking to you through a myriad of different ways. Songs, movies, the internet, your children, okay? Be alert. Be alert to receiving and allowing. That's what allowing is about. It's allowing is, look at that cute little license plate that says it's you. Wow, that's a synchronicity, and you let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allowing is allowing yourself to receive and get and acknowledge all the information. Okay, that's the part you were supposed to bring in. I will most definitely be going back to study that today. Wow, how awesome
yeah.
is that? Okay, thanks, Janice.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Love you. Elizabeth, hi, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
Are you there?
Good. Of course. Yeah, hi.
Okay, so Miss Elizabeth is one of my former acting students.
Yes.
This bone thing is a big thing for you, they're saying.
Interesting. Okay.
And for all of us. And and that literally this serving yourself.
Yes.
Has been and is the biggest block to you taking off as an actress. Not only allowing the part to move through you, and it's breaking open right now.
Yeah.
It, everything that's coming to you, it's breaking open right now. Is that true?
Yeah, I was on hold last week for the Mindy project.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So keep focused on the fact that it's ready to break open whether you get it or not.
Okay.
So oftentimes, you see, when we're given an opportunity and we lose it, we go to the, oh, I guess I'm still not ready. And they're saying,
uh-huh.
No, it's the opposite thing. Things like that happen. You get bites like that. You get close to things, right, when the energy is saying, look, just a little more. Just open up a little more. Just allow a little more.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I was on hold, and then they called me back in yesterday for another role on the same show.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I would love it if they just call you and book you after this.
Me
and
too.
I'm being admonished that that's really not what it's about.
Right, right.
That, and, you know, I taught this in class, Elizabeth, but I'm
yes.
to say it again. Actors are some of the greatest healers in the world.
Yes.
Whether we do a movie that moves people like E.T.
Uh-huh.
Or a movie that simply entertains them like a horror film.
Yeah.
We're serving others by allowing themselves to feel, to be entertained, to be joyful, to get out of themselves for a while. We're doing a big service. And we
yeah.
have to remember that it's not a selfish service.
Yeah.
Now, they're taking me to a core belief. Hold on. This is, I guess, what you're bringing in this page. Here, 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 mine. As it's written is, I want to go back, but I'm stuck here, or I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither one. Oh, we're putting it together. So, I want to go back. And I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. Okay, and so we can't go back home where nothing's
right.
going on and our dreams don't exist. And we can't move forward into where our dreams become our reality because we sabotage ourselves by separating the energy of serving ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody,
mm-hmm.
we're claiming the symbol I am divine love around all of this. I don't know about you. Can you feel the bigness of this?
Yeah.
Honestly, because my heart it feels like my whole heart center is just opening. It's
yes.
like, "Oh my God, it's okay to do this for me?"
Yeah,
it's okay to be the biggest and the brightest and the most successful. And, well, yeah, because that's your job. Your job
yeah.
is to do that. Your duty is to do that because that's what you're here to do because it gives you joy. And anything that gives us joy serves the purpose of why we're here, for ourselves and others.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, everything's in place, claimed, and committed to. Yes, thank you, darling, for calling in.
Of course, thank you.
All right, Miss Susan, thank you, darling, for hopping on here. Start talking to me about what you've heard so far, Susan.
Well, what I've heard so far, especially from you in the beginning, is doing things for yourself, giving, making you feel joyful, and that is actually serving the world more so than doing something that you think is for the world.
Yeah, and where does your journey in this lie?
Okay, hang on a second. Anyway, what I was thinking is it doesn't give me a lot of joy, the thought of going out and getting a job, a 9-to-5 type job that I would be serving somebody, but that doesn't really feel good to me. It feels better to me to just stay here. I love what I'm doing now. I'm writing like crazy. I'm painting like crazy, and that feels so good. But I was feeling attachment to my car because it was making me angry that my son was using it so much. So I'm letting go of that attachment. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
fine.
Oh, okay, wait. You're going into a different subject, and we want to stay.
Okay.
Because there's things that are confused here, and we want to get clarity around.
Okay.
We're on a roll here, Susan. So
okay.
it's true that a 9-to-5 job doesn't give you as much joy as staying home and writing and creating and painting and all that. That's a true statement. But what they want you to understand is that part of that. Oh, hell, you're bringing in the other side of the coin. Part of that is the confusion, okay? let's just go to driving the bus, all right? That you were going to do, the school bus. Part of that, you see, is your mind going, okay, I'm going to be doing this for others and helping others, right? But underneath that is really, I'm really doing it for myself because I need a job and I need the livelihood and all that. And
yeah.
So this is what Susan is bringing forward for all of us. Those of us that go to a 9-to-5 job where maybe we're not our own bosses and we go to make that paycheck, okay? Now, we think, a lot of us, that we're not happy in those 9-to-5 jobs because we're only going to make a paycheck. But underneath that, the bigger thing is we're not worthy to be in joy about making that paycheck because we're only serving ourselves. Ah, which is why, here's the next thing, which is why artists think that they have to suffer financially and in other ways. Because when they make money doing what they love, then they're serving themselves, and then this piece of it comes in, and it gets separated again, because making money for ourselves and serving ourselves in that way separates us from the joy of just doing. And that's why you're not making as much money as you want to make on your artwork, Susan. Did you follow that?
Okay.
This is huge for all the creative people out there.
Like, that's getting into, like, the starving artist type. Is that?
Well, yes, but the reason behind that is that, I mean, come on, guys. Artists are spiritual people. We're channelers. We've always been channelers. And some of the greatest teachers since the beginning of all time. And until we get clear that serving others by doing our art is what it's about. And yeah, you just got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're not just doing it for you, Susan. I'm covered with freaking goosebumps here. That anytime
we do anything
artistic,
worthy of it.
We're serving others and ourselves at the same time. And therefore, you know, anytime we make money, it's because we've served others and the one energy and our own energy. And then the energy is just serving us back through monetary energy. But we've been going, oh, my God, well, if I make money at it, right? If I make lots of money at it, then I'm just kind of egotistical and serving myself. So it's okay if I serve others and don't make a lot of money because then I'm still a good person.
Right.
And that's what the whole show is about, is bringing it together in knowing that you serve yourself and others when you serve yourself. We got the part that we're serving ourselves when we serve others. We're just trying to bring in today, we are bringing in today, the part that when I serve myself, I'm serving others. When I serve others, I serve myself. Are you with me?
Right, and I'm worthy to do that.
Absolutely,
right?
You're worthy to do
I'm
that.
I'm worthy to
because
do
it doesn't
my
have
art.
It doesn't have anything to do with worth, they're saying. Do you understand? It's not about how much you're worth. It's about the principle of knowing, and it is a principle. It's a law of knowing that your energy is as valuable as any other energy because it's the same energy.
Cool. It just feels, that feels absolutely, I am just goosebumped all over the place.
Yeah, me too. This is, Man, I can see this running throughout my whole entire life. I can see how this works now.
Oh, and, so, and it really applies to you, too. I mean, everything that you're doing.
It applies to everybody I know.
Well, I know, but I meant.
And And man, I can really see it in one of my brothers. I can just see it everywhere. My students, my daughter, everybody, that this is the key that we've been looking for as far as moving into our empowerment. And in our words, yes, Susan, we describe it as self-worth. That's
right.
It,
so it's just so wonderful to feel like writing this is serving others as well as serving me. Painting these things are serving others as well as serving me. It's just a wonderful way of giving and resigive. I mean, it's just
yes,
amazing.
It's resigive. Yeah. Beautiful. Ah, thank you for calling in, baby. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, girl.
I love you too, girl. All right, we're going to Jeanette in Seattle. I can't wait.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
This is a lovely surprise. I was inspired to call you right at the 8 o'clock hour. So, you know what? I'm not sure what...
All right, claim clarity, because that's all this call is about today. And it's
right.
Clarity around the worth of your energy.
Yeah.
So just ask me what you were going to ask me.
Well, there's something I've been, I just came from an incredible trip to South Africa. I've got a beautiful relationship in my life. I let go of massive debt. I'm moving. And still with all of this, even sitting in meditation, I just felt myself going, just trust. You know, it's like drop all these words, like the worthiness and all that, and just trust. And yet there's this thing underneath really deep that I feel that almost says, but what if there's a part of you or your soul that's decided you're not going to be safe? I don't know how to articulate it, but it's something
I get it, because that's what I had to face on this trip, you know? And it's interesting how the world does it. You will need to go see, oh, my God. Let me tell you what just about came out of my mouth, and I've heard myself say it a million times. You see, it was easy for me to go to Bulgaria before because my daughter had gotten a part in the little movie also. So I could be fearless in taking her to Bulgaria with me and knowing that we were going to be okay because I was doing it for her. When I went just now to Barcelona, I was in fear because I didn't have anybody else to take care of but me.
Right.
And it's not exactly where we're going with for you, but it's close. So we're going to claim the highest information to come in around this. So in other words, if I'm just doing it for me, I have to keep questioning if I can do it. Oh, my God. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, book, give me a song, baby.
This land is my land. What's that song?
This land is my land.
This land is your land. Yeah.
From California to New York Island. Okay. Okay. So what the channel is saying is this is it. This is the energy is your energy. The trust is your trust. The success is your success. This is your land. Claim it. This is your right to know that your energy is as important as all energy, is as clear as all energy, is trustworthy as all energy, is as powerful as all energy, that we simply have to claim that this is who I am. So I am, and I'm going to wait for the words here, I am a person who is powerful, clear, balanced, knowing, and acknowledging of my own magnificence. This is the God that I am. And so it is. And they're saying it's egotistical, do you understand? Hold on. It's egotistical not to claim this greatness. It's egotistical not to know your power. It's egotistical to not be in joy around serving yourself because your ego is holding the entire world back then.
Yeah.
Highest, most correct, most complete. Well, isn't that a flip-flop of a perspective? You know, the more I serve me, I serve the world, you know, through divine love. Just remember, guys, when it's through divine love, no matter what choice you make is the right choice. So, in other words, if I have the thought, well, I shouldn't go away to do this movie that they want me to do, and I want to preface this by saying that about a month ago I said I am committed to paying my house off. I know that that's going to give me joy. I'm going to serve myself that way. And then the thoughts came, how the hell are you going to do that? And blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here comes this movie with a really nice financial offer. And the first thing my mind goes is, well, I don't know if I should do it. And the universe is going, okay, seriously, Dee, you committed to paying your house off. We brought you a frickin' movie. There's a lot of money involved here, and now you don't want to go. Because my mental mind kept going to all of the things, but the show, and, how am I going to do serve everybody in the shift program that is my great joy and duty to serve now, and I mean duty in the highest, most joyful way. And how am I going to, I don't think I can, I don't think I've got enough energy. I'm not supposed to be able to have all this stuff at the same time, right? All those thoughts came in, and that's really not what it's about. What it's really about is, oh, my God, is Dee going to choose to serve Dee? Now, as long as Dee knows that she can serve Dee, whether she takes the movie or not, but that's not the highest thing. That was the highest thing when I wrote the e-blast. Oh, dear God, I got to go back and add something or change something now. Arr! I just wrote it at 4 a.m. on the plane coming in. All right, so the highest thing to know is, sheets, give me a movie.
Men in Black.
Okay, so in other words, it's all a flippin' illusion. You know? It's just an illusion, guys. Don't get so, if you've committed to the house getting paid off, the house will get paid off whether I do this movie or not. I'll create it another way unless I'm coming from the belief system that I have to do the movie in order to pay the house off, and then that limits all the other possibilities. And keeps me in the illusion that not doing this movie created me not paying the house off.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you followed that because I'll never be able to say it again. So, in other words, don't live in the illusion, Jeanette, that any kind of decision that you make will be wrong. Commit to the joy of the thing, of the decisions and the choices that you're making.
Yeah.
And commit to your own joy in making them. And that's really all that matters. And they're giving me, that quote, call it all good.
Mm-hmm.
Just call it all good, guys. Because if you keep calling it good, there's nothing that can transpire but good. Through divine love. They keep adding that, through divine love. All right, my
Amen.
Darling. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said amen.
Amen,
I mean, I could
baby.
Talk for a long. I could talk a lot about just things that are flashing while you're talking, but it really, we've made it so much more difficult.
You think?
Yeah,
we've made it more difficult by not knowing that when we do something that makes us happy, that's what we're supposed to be doing, and that serves the one energy more than anything they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now they're giving me that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, worrying depletes the purpose that we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
Being happy completes, oh, there's a quote for you, completes the purpose that we came here for. Worrying depletes it, and being joyful completes it. Take that one away with you. Thank you, baby.
Thank you, darling.
Whoa, my goodness gracious. Suzanne in Oregon, you're up.
Oh, Dee.
Hi, babe.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. This show has opened stuff for me that I can't even begin to explain.
Well, this was the whole reason for me to call you. I mean, when you started talking, I was like, oh, my God.
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, it's like I had all these plans that I was going to get a new roof, and I think I wrote you a note saying that one thing about when I want something so badly, I can't have it.
Uh-huh.
And it
now
came,
you know why, right?
Yes. Because I want it so bad that I'm pushing it away.
Well, but you're pushing it away because you would be serving yourself by doing it.
Exactly.
And then we move out of our joy because we're not serving others.
Well, the picture that kept coming up for me is that I need permission.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to refinance the house. And then all of a sudden I was talking to my brother and he says, oh, I'll help you. And by him telling me that he was going to help me, gave me permission.
Well,
and it just fell into play.
That's true. So you're bringing in something else here, because this is the other side of me going to Bulgaria before with my daughter. I can do it if I'm doing it for her.
Right.
So you're bringing in, I can do it, and it's okay, and I can give myself permission if somebody does it for me.
Exactly.
So I can allow me to accept the universe's gift of creation for me if somebody else does it for me, because then I'm still not being egotistical in doing it myself, right?
Right.
So we can accept the blessings of the universe and the joy of doing stuff for others. We can accept it for ourselves if other people do it for us. The place we get tricked up is me doing it for me. And we have been taught that's not okay. Now, even accepting a gift from another person, a gift of money or whatever, has been construed as me doing it for me. If I accept this gift, then I'm serving myself. Myself is separate from the one energy, and so that's not okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're knowing now, and we are committed to the knowing, and we're directing every molecule and cell, all energy in our mental, spiritual, emotional, chemical, cosmic, dimensional, and physical bodies to know beyond a certain doubt that when I serve myself through divine love, I serve the world and all energy and raise the joy within all energy, and that's why I'm here. And so it is. So, you know, I'm not saying, hold on a minute. They're telling me no. Just don't even. Okay, well, now I have to tell you what I was going to say. I started to say, I'm not saying, screw you. I don't care what you need. I'm going to do this for me. right?
Uh-huh.
But my pendulum keeps going to no. So, okay. We're supposed to balance it first. All right. So we're coming together. I am divine love. We're claiming the symbol around divine love. They're saying, you see, that is exactly what we have been taught to do. Is where I just went. That fear of, if I serve me, I'm going to screw you over. And when you do it, when you serve yourself through divine love, you cannot screw over other energy. So the key to all this is, I serve me, I serve others through divine love and joy. That's our claim. That's our commitment. We're claiming the symbol, I'm divine love, around all of that. Okay, so you got that right, Jeanette?
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, it's all in the way we are looking at it. And the way we're
back to,
bonding to it.
Back to the brain, the heart, and the formula, you know, and back to Einstein's webinar that we did.
Well,
you
know,
the world
been,
is hostile or friendly.
Well, when
and,
you were talking about how you have to be aware, really look at the signs. For about 2 weeks, I've been asking my son, because he changes the oil in my cars, and I kept asking him, when was the last time you changed the oil? And he kept saying, well, Mom, it's not been that long ago. And I kept thinking, what? And then I found a thing of oil in one of the cabinets, and I thought, why did I put that there? And yesterday I went in the barn, and I found another quart of oil. I was taking a friend home yesterday, and I pulled over because my car was overheating. I checked the oil. There was nothing in it. I was maybe 3 miles from a girlfriend of mine. I went over to her place, and we put some oil in it, and it's fine. So it's like I was being told.
Yep.
I kept looking at it. I said,
but
you
were
waiting
for somebody else to serve you.
Exactly.
You see, instead of serving yourself, follow the voice, guys. You are your highest answer. Follow yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
Follow your the guidance of you. You don't have to wait to do it for someone else or for someone else to do it for you.
It doesn't have to be miraculous. It just has to be oil.
Yeah. Because
it can be
let
that
me
simple.
Tell you, there's a great quote, as you do anything, you do everything. So if you listen to the voice about oil, you'll listen to the voice about Vegas.
Paying my house off.
You'll listen to the voice about paying your house off, which is what I'm doing. You know, and the voice keeps saying, D, I know your business manager says no. That's not your voice. Your voice says yes.
Yeah.
But you see, we've run into so much fear because serving ourselves meant that we were moving out of joy and out of the purpose of our lives of why we're here. So
yeah.
this show today should be a webinar. We've done that much work, and I got to get to the next caller because they're bringing something else in.
Thank I love you.
Baby.
We'll talk soon.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, where'd she go? Now I don't know where I am. Okay. And we're going to Suzanne in Pennsylvania. Well, where'd you go? Hold on. There you went. Okay, baby, what's up?
Oh, thank you, Dee. I knew you were coming to me. This is great. And I just want to say how much I love you. And I'm a Masterworks Healing member and have been for a long time. Listen to you there. And
beautiful.
On all your shows. All your shows.
Thank you. We've got about 2 minutes, and I want to
okay.
get to you. I have to get to you, they're saying.
Yeah. Well, I'll go quick. I'll tell you, two things were coming through that I'm supposed to share with you. The first thing, because you're talking about being in your joy and how important it is to serve yourself and being in joy and so on. And one of your and my favorite teachers, Story Waters, is speaks about this so much. And he's doing a broadcast, actually, later today. And I felt like I should share that. So much of his teaching as well is about this being in joy and how important that is.
Yes, and I mean, we've been talking about that. The channel said for a long time, just be happy. That's why you're here. Just be happy. And we got a big part of today around why we've been fighting within ourselves being happy, because, you know, doing stuff for ourselves makes us happy, and then we're guilty about it because we think we shouldn't be serving ourselves because that separates us from the energy, so then we don't do stuff that makes us happy, and then we're not happy.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, and as divine love and also as God coming through us in the world, we, you know, God would be at the same time serving, God is serving himself or herself, or, you know, the creator is in service, is doing everything at once.
Yeah.
You know, it's happening all at the same time.
Happening all at the same time, and it's up to us to direct what we want, to choose and direct what we want, and to allow the beauty and the joy to come from that.
Exactly. There's one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one last thing. Last evening, I was listening to a broadcast of my favorite spiritual teacher, Adyashanti, and someone asked a question about co-creation, and I thought of you immediately. And just to make his answer as short as I possibly can, he said, and this relates to the way you opened the show today, he said, I don't know if I can answer about the way everyone talks about, you know, co-creation in the world in the way that, you know, people do it using their ego. But what I can tell you about co-creation is that it's important for you to let go of as much of you as you possibly can and allow the divine and God, you know, to manifest through you. And then that is the creation of the that is what I consider co-creation, is the letting go of what you are not, allowing the divine love, the, you know,
okay. All right.
Creator
so
come through.
Let me clarify, because according to my channel,
yeah,
and I you know, we all understand it differently. Mm-hmm. According to my channel, while we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love around all of this, the divine is you.
Right.
The divine doesn't come through you. There is no separation.
Right.
The divine is you and is experiencing itself through
right.
you as you. And so, okay, this is the message.
Okay.
If we are not allowing ourselves to give to ourselves in joy and divine love, then we separate ourselves from the divine.
Yes, that's it. You're right.
And we have been taught that we must separate ourselves from the divine, and that we are not worthy to create and allow and claim for ourselves. And it's the opposite. We have had it backwards.
Yes.
And so we're claiming, I am God, I am the divine, I allow myself to celebrate myself, create for myself, and allow myself to receive all of the joy of the divine by receiving for the three-dimensional person that I am. So it is. Any other higher words? Wow. Thank you for bringing that in. Perfect close to the show, baby. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. I love you guys so much. What an incredible show. I'm sorry if I didn't get to you, Reeve. I know I asked you to call and I didn't get there. But we got there. We got to almost everything. There's going to be something coming in on Jennifer McLean's show this afternoon, they're saying, around all this. And, of course, I will bring it back to you. That's not a way to get you to tune in any way. I love you. I love you. I love you guys. Love yourselves more. Ah, go out. Create for yourself. I'll see you Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.